The Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 2012 is the latest wrinkle in that debate over contraceptive use in America. An Obama administration decision to mandate religious institutions to offer free contraception in their health care plans for employees has motivated the proposed law. Its sponsor is Representative Steve Chabot, Republican congressman from the 1st District of Ohio. We welcome him to the program. Congressman, it's nice to talk to you.
Thank you. John, it's great to be with you and your listeners as well.
Now, I want to have a political discussion, but can we begin with a little theology here?
Sure.
How is it, do Christians, and I'm one, actually believe it is a sin to offer free contraception for individuals if you're an employer and happen to be a Catholic employer? Is that a sin to do something like that?
I don't think that's really the issue, whether something is a sin or not. What it is under the United States Constitution, it clearly says that no law shall be made that prohibits the free exercise of religion, and that's been interpreted over time is that the government is not to tell various religions what they can or cannot do. Well, and in this particular case, what the health care bill or Obamacare, or the way it's been just recently interpreted by the government in this administration, is that religious institutions, the Catholic Church probably being the largest single example of this, but they have hospitals, they have, you know, many different types of entities which provide services. And in essence, this is the government saying, we don't care about your religion. You're going to provide not only contraception type devices, but sterilizations, abortion-inducing medications, and it just flies in the face of religious liberty in this country.
Let's not conflate abortion and contraception here. Let's just confine it to contraception for a moment. I mean, is it the case that the Catholic Church has a religious objection to free contraception, but if you pay for it, then it's somehow okay?
Again, John, I think that's not the issue here, and it's not just the Catholic Church. This applies to any religions and any entities. One could argue that a small business person that has to provide this, it ought to be their right and the way that they practice their religion. They ought not to have to pay for this or be required to carry this out for their employees as well.
But we're not saying that there shouldn't be
contraception. I mean, that's a person's decision to make him or herself, but it shouldn't be the government basically cramming this down the throats of American citizens.
Let me just stop you there. What's the cramming down the throat piece? It's not as though if you go to work for a Catholic entity, say you're a janitor in a hospital that's run by the Catholic Church, it's not as though on your first day of employment they sit you down and say, now we hate birth control here. I hope you don't have any condoms in your wallet, right? They don't do that.
Yeah, I think that's just a distorted view of the way this thing in practice works, John. I mean, basically people, these hospitals, Catholic entities, et cetera, it's part of the basis of their religion. That's what the church preaches. Now, not all Catholics buy that or practice that themselves, but this is a case where the government has not just stepped across a line here. They've erased the line altogether.
Okay, well,
it's not just about contraception.
Listen to one of our listeners here, because they believe that it's folks like you and others who have stepped across a line. And this is an individual who's a Catholic. His name is James from Rochester, Michigan.
It's dangerous to me when an issue as quintessentially Catholic as abortion and birth control can all of a sudden be mandated by the federal government. And that's what makes me a non-Catholic joining the conversation in opposition to this mandate.
I misspoke. He was a non-Catholic. But you see what he's saying there. It's that it's the government crossing the line by trying to regulate who gets free contraception and who doesn't on religious terms.
John, I think you got this all backwards. This is an instance right now where Catholic Church or any other religious organization or any other institution, they're free to basically provide whatever services they want to. This is because of Obamacare and because of the way it's now being interpreted by this administration. They are the ones saying that you now have to provide something, which many religious people, it's anathema to them. It's the opposite of what they've traditionally been taught.
Okay.
So it's the government. It's an overstepping of the government on people's rights in this country. That's what most people object
to. Okay, all right. So then would you go along with Scientologists not paying in their insurance policies for psychiatric care because they feel strongly about that?
You know, it's a completely different issue. You know, it hasn't been
Why is it?
Certainly be willing to look at that issue anything else. That hasn't been what we've been talking about here, and they haven't proposed that at this point. Well, but this administration, you never know what in the heck they might propose.
No, but it's not about what the administration does so much. It's about what this concept of religious freedom is in your view. Would you also allow Jehovah's Witnesses to oppose any funding for blood transfusions? That's something they oppose.
On what church essentially is having, you know, if you have whatever policies that they have at that particular time, you have to look at it basically on a case-by-case basis. But what's happened in this case is you've got one-fourth of the population, actually 27% of the voting population in the last election. And essentially what you're saying is that the government is going to be able to overstep its traditional bounds and determine for this group of people what they have to provide, despite the fact that it's anathema, as I said before, to the religious beliefs that they've been taught since they were kids in school.
But when you grew up, did you grow up in Ohio?
Sure.
So did I. I mean, was contraception a religious issue when you grew up? No.
It depends on what age you get to, John. I mean, yeah, you do get taught about that at some point.
Well, you get taught about contraception, but you get taught about it as a religious issue?
And again, it's not just contraception. I think that's what you're getting hung up on.
All right.
There's sterilization, for example, that is part of this required package. There's abortion-inducing drugs after you've already had fertilization. You're getting into areas of religious belief here that people have a right to hold those beliefs. They have a right to be taught by whatever church they're in. On a particular area like that, but this is a case where the government has stepped in. And again, it's not really surprising when you consider the direction, excuse me, that we've seen out of this administration. Especially if you look at Obamacare overall, you know, we're talking about 1/7 of the economy here. You could look at the auto industry. You could look at the insurance industry.
All right,
of essentially this administration, I believe.
Let me turn this around, though. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk about the politics of this, because a lot of people think that this really isn't so much about Obamacare. It's about finding an opportunistic issue, a wedge issue that you can use in the campaign. Is there any truth to that? We're going to take a break and come back, and we'll give you a full answer. Yes or no? Is this an opportunistic political issue, Representative?
This is the latest issue that this administration has come up with that has really offended a lot of people across the political spectrum.
All right, let's talk about the politics of that when we come back. We're going to just take a short break. That's Representative Steve Chabot, Republican congressman from the 1st District of Ohio, sponsor of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 2012. Back now with the Republican Representative Steve Chabot from the 1st District of Ohio on the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 2012, attempting to reverse the Obama administration's directive on offering free contraception by religious employers in their health care plans as part of the overall health care mandate in the Affordable Health Care Act. Congressman, is this an opportunistic political issue that makes a moral point?
No, I don't think so at all. This was something that the administration did on their own. It wasn't triggered by anybody else, Republican or Democrat. And I've heard a lot of Democratic House members as well as Senate members distance themselves significantly from the administration on this one, and not just Catholics, although they tend to be principally Catholics that I've heard thus far. They've just, as I said before, I think this is a case where the administration has not only stepped across a line, that they've erased that line altogether. And it's one that's literally in our Constitution. The government is not supposed to have the ability to essentially step into the religious beliefs of either a group, a church, or individuals. And in this case, I would argue that it's not just Catholic hospitals that are affected here. It's also small business people who may be Protestants, may have no religion at all, but they just may believe that abortion-type drugs are wrong. They don't want their money to go towards that. They don't want their money to go into an insurance company to go towards that. So I think it's really it goes across lines, and I think the administration really stepped in it this time.
All right, I think we really do want to be careful. Abortion-type drugs and contraception, I know you think that they're in the bill as well as contraception, and I'm not going to dispute that, but I do think that you can't necessarily lump contraception in with abortion. Listen to what this listener says about her perception of what Catholic hospitals do.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth. I'm calling from Newport, New York. I'm a former Catholic, and I just wanted to comment that the Catholic hospitals don't seem to be having a problem accepting payments from insurance plans that offer birth control. So why are they so opposed to not providing insurance plans with birth control?
Do you hear what she's saying there, Congressman?
It was a little hard to understand what her point was.
Well, it's the idea that Catholic hospitals...
What the administration has tried to do, they've tried, when they realized how bad an issue this was, both political and I think from a moral perspective, they tried to come up with this compromise that said, well, we're not going to make you pay for it, but we're going to make the insurance companies pay for it for free. Now, I mean, anybody with a brain knows that somebody's going to have to pay for this. And so ultimately, people are going to be paying for something that's fundamentally against the belief
right.
that they hold.
But,
and the government is just clearly overstepping its bounds.
Understood. I hear you. You've made that point. But, you know, the listener is saying it's impossible to be consistent here. Catholic hospitals take money from insurance companies that offer birth control. They do. It's not a moral issue. So how can you be consistent here?
I don't see that as relevant to the argument, really. I mean, what we're talking about here is requiring people to do something that's opposed to their religious belief, and it's the government that's doing that. And that's just wrong. It's in violation of the United States Constitution.
All right. Well, Representative Steve Chabot, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thank you, John.
He is the sponsor of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 2012, and he gave us a good shot at elaborating what his views are there. He's a Republican congressman from the 1st District of Ohio. Thanks so much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.